fabulist by trade, so be forewarned. I've spent years looting my life for fiction. Like a magpie, I save the shiny stuff and discard the rest. It's of no use to me if it doesn't serve the geometry of the story. This makes me less than reliable when it comes to the facts. Ask Jess Carmody, who lived with me for 10 years and observed this affliction firsthand. He even had a name for it, the jeweled elephant syndrome, after a story I once told him about an old friend from college. My friend, whose name was Boyd, joined the Peace Corps in the late 60s. He was sent to a village in India where he fell in love with a local girl and eventually proposed to her. But Boyd's blue-blooded parents back in South Carolina were so aghast at the prospect of dusky grandchildren that they refused to attend the wedding in New Delhi. So Boyd sent them photographs. The bride turned out to be an aristocrat of the highest caste, better bred by far than any member of Boyd's family. The couple had been wed in regal splendor, perched atop a pair of jeweled elephants. Boyd's parents, imprisoned in their middle-class snobbery, had managed to miss the social event of a lifetime. I had told that story so often that Jess knew it by heart. So when Boyd came to town on business and met Jess for the first time, Jess was sure he had the perfect opener. "Well," he said brightly, "Gabriel tells me you got